One of the things about which there isn't clarity, Lindiwe Zulu, the responsible minister, yesterday was saying that we are aware of the issue of children with divorced or separated parents and primary caregivers and visitation rights. And our feeling is that the child should for the period, or the children should for the period of the lockdown, stay with the primary caregiver. Felicity Guest is the founder of an organization called Child Maintenance Difficulties in South Africa. Felicity, good afternoon. This is obviously a very important point of reference for you. Do you know anything which I haven't shared about this issue?
Good afternoon, John. Thank you very much for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners. Besides the Minister of Social Development making her comments, the Minister of Police was on Jacaranda Radio this morning, and he categorically stated there will be no movement of children unless for medical reasons.
That's it. So that is the situation, no exceptions. If you were expecting, as a most, in most cases, it's the mother that gets primary custody, but not always. So if you're a divorced parent expecting your children to visit you this weekend, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And we were discussing it yesterday amongst the legals that I network with. And we said that this is going to be tested, and that is one way we will know exactly where we stand, because that then sets a precedent. And lo and behold, a case was brought before the High Court in Durban this morning on an urgent basis, and the judge ruled categorically that these are uncharted territory. This is an uncharted territory, and the child stays where it is at the time of lockdown.
Okay, so the case was brought by somebody who wanted the court-ordered visitation rights to be enforced.
To be enforced, correct. Mm.
Okay, and the judge said, sorry, no.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that...
So I think that sets a precedent. We don't, as soon as we have the case numbers, we will put that onto social media, because obviously there's loads of people now that are asking for the reference. But they, you know, it's what is going to be considered urgent at the courts now, and this has been dealt with, and the courts are just not going to deal with it. It's in the greatest scheme of things, the emphasis has actually been put on, yes, children have rights to a relationship and access to both and contact with both parents. Right now, where we are, the focus is on responsibility of every single citizen. So children have rights, parents have responsibilities. The focus right now is on the parents being responsible for their children's well-being, which is in the Children's Act, and that is to keep the child safe. And the guidelines are the Disaster Act.
And Felicity, I mean, I can understand being a disappointed parent. I can understand really looking forward to the appearance in my life of the children from my ended marriage. But, you know, one has to accept it, I suppose. Obviously, the person who brought the case in Durban didn't want to accept it, but it is the sensible thing to do, to accept this current reality?
Absolutely. But, you know, in family matters, we always have this situation where there's a sense of entitlement, just because we think we're entitled. And there's this backlash against and this pushback against law. And in normal circumstances, a person with the most money normally gets their way to a very large extent. But these are unprecedented times. And there's just no negotiation. There's no grey area in law right now.
Okay.
It is one way or the other. But we're also encouraging parents, particularly the one who has primary care right now, to be considerate to the parent who is not going to have access to their child, and to allow more contact, whether it's video, Skyping, WhatsApp calling, messages, phone calls. Just be considerate, because the other parent is going through their own emotional response to this. So it's a bit, we all just have to be compassionate towards each other.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you have the technology to allow it and your children are old enough to use the technology, perhaps put them in a room, leave the room so that they can have a private Skype or video WhatsApp call with the divorced parent, with the primary parent not listening in and guiding that conversation. Just give the children and the divorced parent space to talk about what's going on. That kind of thing, perhaps?
Absolutely. You know, we just have to be very mindful right now. And there's so much to unpack in this. The other thing that I want to just caution people about is however you behave right now. So if you are not going to be that compassionate, compromising parent, whatever your behavior right now, when this is over, can be held against you in court and through litigation.
Yeah, I think those are very important cautionaries to send out. Felicity, thank you very much for explaining that to us. Felicity Guest is a founder of Child Maintenance Difficulties in South Africa.